This is Chris Krohn reporting for KSQD 90.7 Radio, and I'm on the road in Santiago de Compostela. I am traveling along a long path that has been done by many before. I begin in the hamlet of Saint Jean Pied-de-Port, and it's the last stop in France and the beginning of the 778-kilometer 483 miles of journey towards Santiago de Compostela. It's a path that has been followed since the 8th century by both monks and kings, knights and serfs, and the so-called holy people and the great unwashed masses as well. I'm here to participate in this ancient tradition, and I am planning on walking the entire 790 kilometers. From here, Saint Jean Pied-de-Port, where the path starts, and it goes up the Pyrenees and across Spain to Santiago to the west. The town of Saint Jean is a fairy tale one. Its steep cobblestone streets are surrounded on both sides by 3- and 4-story recently painted row house homes. The city is also surrounded by an ancient wall and contains an even more ancient, modest-looking church. No gold or polished statuary, just wobbly wooden pews facing a light show of hundreds of candles. Tomorrow the walking begins over the Pyrenees to the town of Roncesvalles. This great mountain chain separates France from España. This will also be the beginning of my inquiry of why people, more than 300,000 in 2019, for example, take on this journey. Is it a religious one or a spiritual self-inquiry? I will be asking these questions as I proceed. This is Chris Krohn for KSQD 90.7, Santa Cruz, Watsonville, Scotts Valley, Capitola, and the San Lorenzo Valley, too. I'm on the road walking the Camino de Compostela. And this is the first of several reports. The journey begins now. It's Chris Krohn, KSQD 90.7, from Stories of the Camino. We're in Spain, and we're just approaching Logroño. And I am with Will
Morrison.
Where are you from?
From Tallahassee, Florida.
Why are you walking the Camino?
And I don't really have a dead set idea. I'm just going to walk it and figure it out. But I took a break, quit my job last year and getting into art. So I figured I'd do this for the first part of my trip and then try to get some inspiration for art mode.
This developed out of a religious pilgrimage. Why are you doing it? Are you doing it for religious purposes?
No. Definitely not. But maybe like philosophical purposes. Just wanted to walk and get some exercise and then see who I meet and see which direction it goes and figure I'll probably meet some people doing art and stuff and then that'll take me somewhere else in Europe afterwards. So I don't really know why I'm doing it other than seems like a good way to start out the trip for a few months.
It's sprinkling rain. The trail is getting sort of muddy. We're walking over rocks. There's hills. Larissa, what's your last name?
Wilson.
Where are you from?
New Zealand.
Why are you walking the trail?
I also quit my job a few months ago. I'm at a point in my life where I don't really know what I want to do next, but I know I like to walk, and I want some time to think, so it felt like an obvious choice.
Oh, yeah. And what is the difference between religion and spirituality?
Well, I guess I would say I feel sort of spiritual, but definitely not religious. So I think there is a difference. And I don't know if I can even define what spirituality means to me, but I can definitely define what I think it isn't. I think you can be spiritual without feeling like you need to believe in some specific thing. I don't believe in any organized religion myself. I think that they're detrimental to the world, in fact, but I think all people should try and get in contact with their own spirituality.
Are you going to walk all the way to Santiago de Compostela?
I am, indeed.
Will, for you, spirituality, what do you think?
Versus religion? I guess just accepting kind of the unknown and that there's more to life than the surface level stuff and not believing that somebody has a formula for it, which would be the organized religion part. So it'd be like a good example, be like meditating, which is basically just calming down, chilling out, and but not having to do any special hand movements or specific poses. And that would be spirituality. Just, I have no idea what's going on, but I'm interested in it.
Thank you. Thank you both.